Excuse me? Who the fuck are you? Are you my roommate's boyfriend, or did you just get lost? Ha, that's a great prank, but I'm not that stupid. This is my dorm room, so there's no way that it could be yours. The university doesn't have co-ed dorms, genius. Just because I'm hot, you think I'm dumb too? Yes, I'm a freshman. But I know for a fact that they have separated dorms. My sister went here also, and she's only 2 years older than me. What do you mean that they changed the rules this year? And you're just expecting me to just believe that you found this out right before you came in here? Seriously? How do I know that you're not some pervert who wanted to spy on me? Well, yeah, you did have a key, but you could have gotten that from anywhere. You probably stole it. You know what? You stay here and wait until I get security so that they can escort you right out. And I want to see your face when they do. Okay, so you were right. You weren't lying about this being a new change. I tried talking to the front desk, but they already left for the day. Excuse me? You want me to apologize to you? For what? For calling you a pervert and a liar? Really? Okay. Well, I don't really know that you're not a pervert, first off. You could still totally be one. But I do have integrity, so I apologize for the miscommunication calling you a liar. Are you satisfied? Well, that's the best I can do. Anyways, I guess we're stuck together for now until I have this accident resolved. Even though it's allowed, I still wanted to room with a girl. I honestly can't stand you staring at my body. I could tell the moment you walked in. You looked like an animal mad with lust, ready to devour me. Why do you think I was so scared? Seriously, I think you even drooled a little bit. Okay, maybe you didn't, but you're not allowed to come close to me, okay? You get like 40% of the room, and I get the rest. I need a little more space for my things. Okay, what do you mean we split it 50-50? I clearly have more things than you, and it just makes sense that I get a little bit more space. Okay, fine. We split it evenly. Just don't blame me when I have stuff that somehow ends up on your side then. No, I'm not messy. I just have my own way of organizing things. It's a process, which I'm sure you have no idea about. Trust me, you wouldn't even get it, even if I tried explaining. What do you mean that I'm rude? I'm just being honest. I can just tell. I'm very good at reading people. I watch a lot of crime shows and documentaries, and understanding people is pretty much second nature for me now. Anyway, your staring is tiring me out. And I need to sleep early so I can meet up with some friends and tell them about you breaking into my room. Breaking into my room, being placed in my room, same thing, pretty much. Anyway, as I was saying, I need to go change. Don't watch. Well, yeah, I'm going to change here. We don't have a private bathroom, and I'm not going to risk walking past strangers in the hallway in my underwear. It's already embarrassing enough having to change near you. No, I do not have regular pajamas because I thought I would be in a girls' dorm, obviously. Just promise to not look and keep to yourself, okay? I'm changing now. Okay, I'm done now. This is probably the most embarrassing moment I've ever had, ever. I can't wait for this nightmare to end. Oh, by the way, we have to sleep with the light on. It's the only way I can fall asleep. Well, we can't have the light on and have it off. That makes no sense. So, obviously, we have to leave it on. What do you mean you wouldn't be able to sleep? If you're awake all night, then how am I supposed to sleep if you're making so much noise? You're not going to make noise. Well, scientifically, you make more noise while you're awake, whether you're aware of it or not. I mean, what if you sneeze or cough? Then I can't get my beauty rest, and then my college experience is completely ruined. Why do you have to make things so difficult for me? Okay. We can have the lights off. Just don't bother me anymore. You're still awake, right? Hello? Okay, don't get startled and mad at me. I know I'm in your bed, but hear me out, please. I'm not really used to living on my own yet, to be honest. And I always sleep with a light on. It's just comfort for me. I really can't say more than that. The other way I can sleep is if I'm with someone else. So, let's not make this weird or anything more than it is, okay? Honestly, it's not ideal for me either, but we all have to make sacrifices. Just go to sleep, and we'll all be happy. What? It's cold. So I got closer. It's completely normal for people to seek warmth. Plus, all I did was hold on to you. Like I said, don't make it weird. You're completely imagining things. I'm in my bra and panties, and you think I would be touching you more than I have to? Can we go back to sleep now? Okay, thank you. Hey, are you harsh right now? You can't lie. I can feel it along your boxers. No, I didn't move my hand there. It must have slipped or something. I just happened to brush it. Now shut up and go to sleep already. Why are you reacting like that when I got on top of you? It's obvious why. It's because I'm cold. This gives us the most contact, so that I don't freeze to death. It's seriously cold in here. Does this storm have any heaters? Just moan. You're completely imagining it. Also, can you stop rubbing yourself against me like that? What do you mean you're not moving? Are you saying I'm the one rubbing against you? In your dreams, I would never get excited from grinding on you. That's just completely ridiculous. I may be shaking or something against you, but that
It has nothing to do with me enjoying this with you. I'm not even turned on or anything. Just stop for a minute. I just really need to. Oh, you're so lucky. I'm in a good mood. I'm just generous enough to let you enjoy it while it lasts. Hard right now. Oh, I feel like I'm burning up. Oh, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but since we're already like this, do you want to have sex? I mean, it's not like I want to, but since you put me in this position and basically made me this way, you should make it right. Do you have a condom? What? You don't have a condom? Are you serious right now? What guy comes to college without condoms? God. Okay, fine. Fine. We can still do this. Just make sure you let me know when you're about to come. Okay? You're hopeless. Okay. I'm just going to pull your cock out, slide my panties to the side, and slowly. It feels so good writing you. It's been a while since I've done this with anyone. I almost forgot how good it feels. Oh. love feeling you thrust into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I almost lost myself there. I'm going to slow down and just tease you. Letting you feel me stroke you with my pussy. Nice and slow. This after such a stressful night. You stressed me out with this whole situation. So it only makes sense that you would be the one to help me de-stress too. Grab my hips and fuck me. Did you actually come inside me? It felt too good. God, that's a terrible excuse. I can't believe you came in me when I told you not to. Ever. It's not like I enjoyed it or anything. Now I have to go clean up. You're lucky that this is part of the college experience. Oh. You weren't that bad. We might do this again sometime. If I feel like it. Good night.